Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 107 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, still here in Rockville, Indiana, still at the Wheelhouse Donuts coffee shop. Still haven't finished that first cup of coffee because I've been talking to you, you know? Well, I know that you realize that I haven't actually been here for 5 days in a row, right? You realize that I do kind of like batch record these sometimes. I hope that I didn't totally like wreck your belief of how this podcast actually exists. But today I wanted to give you a quick win. I really believe in the power of keyboard shortcuts. Whenever I'm working at my computer in a variety of different things, most often whenever I'm within G Suite, you know, using Google tools, but also, you know, on my Mac or a Chromebook or whatever, I really believe that if you can learn some important keyboard shortcuts, the ones that really support what you're doing, you can save yourself a lot of time. And whenever they become second nature, then it almost makes that digital tool become an extension of you. So you don't have to think about and you don't have to struggle with and fight with the technology because it just kind of comes. And so I thought that I'd share a handful of those keyboard shortcuts that were most important to me so that maybe you'd be able to use them yourself. Some of the basics that I think people probably already know about. I know whenever you're using a Windows, like a laptop or a Chromebook, a lot of these are going to be based off of the control key. I use a MacBook a lot of times, and so a lot of times control can be swapped out with command for the MacBook or a, you know, Mac product. So anyway, that just keep that in mind. But some of the basic ones that people use a lot of times, of course, are the Control C for copy and Control X for cut and Control V for paste. Those are kind of like some of the basic ones. If you need to cut, copy, and paste, you know, that's definitely one that, or those are three actually, that you really need to keep in mind. Another one that I'm kind of surprised that people don't use anymore is Control F. Control F for find. And so what that does is it lets you type in a word or a string of words or a couple characters and search the page that you're on for those particular words or characters. And so whenever you do that, you know, let's say you've got a big, long article that you want to scan and find, you know, certain things on. Instead of just scrolling up and down through it, just use Control F and search for a word that's likely to be in that section, and that'll take you right there. Okay, so those are some of the basic ones. Let me dig into some of the not so intuitive ones that are some of my favorites. Now this one, I've started to package this one into a lot of the presentations I've done. I may have mentioned it before in an episode here. And that one is Control Shift T. What Control Shift T will do is it will resurrect a tab in your web browser that you just closed, like resurrect it from the dead, so to speak. So if you've ever accidentally closed a tab before and you thought, oh my goodness, why did I do that? What was I thinking? I need that tab back. Control Shift T will do it. This is a two-part useful one because if you've ever walked by a student who has quick fingers and wants to close some things out so that you don't see them, let that one simmer in your mind for just a second, the possibilities. Imagine going up to their device and going Control Shift T and reopening that tab, or pushing Control Shift T T T T T T T and reopening lots of their tabs. I wouldn't use that one as one to beat over students' heads all the time. They may come to resent you for that, but if every once in a while you need it, at least you've got it in your back pocket. So there's that. Now, whenever I'm in Google Apps and I'm working with Docs or Slides or Google Drawings and I need to change the font size of something, I've found it to be such a pain to highlight text, go up to the font size, change the number of points, and then just continually change it until it seems like it's just right. There's a keyboard shortcut for that. You can hold in Control Shift and then use the period and comma keys. And if you look over the period and the comma on those keys, you'll see that you have the greater than and less than sign, those little brackets. And so you can use that to make your text larger or smaller point by point, you know, point size by point size. So I've found that by doing that and then just hitting those repeatedly over and over and over again real quick, it makes your text grow really quickly and you can just fit it exactly the way that you want it to be. Two more real quick. We know about, well, because I mentioned it earlier, hopefully you knew about this one earlier, that Control V will let you paste. So if you've copied or cut some text or something and you want to paste it, especially if it's text for this one, then Control V will do it. Now here's the problem. Sometimes whenever you copy things, it will also copy the formatting. So if you've ever pasted something in and the font is a little different, the font size is a little different, sometimes the background color is a little different, there's a way to get around all of that so that it will paste in with the same formatting that you already have on your page. And it's really simple. All you do is just go Control Shift V instead of just Control V. Control V is your standard paste. Control Shift V is paste as plain text. And so then that way it'll paste right in there with the formatting that you've already got. So then that way it all kind of blends together. I use this one all the time too. And then the last one. This is one that I've found particularly useful whenever doing stop motion animation in Google Slides. If you're interested in that, by the way, you can always go to ditchthattextbook.com and search for stop motion, and I've got a whole post about how to create that. But one thing that's particularly useful there is to duplicate a slide, and then you can just go Control D, D as in duplicate, to duplicate that slide. That's one that I've found recently that I've started using more and more. So anyway, those are some of my most useful keyboard shortcuts. I would love to hear about some of yours. Did you know, I've not done a great job about promoting this, but did you know there is a hashtag that goes along with this podcast, and it is DitchPod. So if you have a favorite keyboard shortcut that you use all the time that I haven't mentioned, or if you want a second one of the ones that I mentioned, just head over there to DitchPod, the hashtag DitchPod on Twitter, and go ahead and share that with us. And we'd all like to see what some of the other useful keyboard shortcuts are that we can use. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.